Blog Talk Radio.
Around the world, inner sight, welcome. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. How much do your eyes mean to you? You use them to protect yourself. You use them to make money. You use them to observe what's going on around you. You look in somebody's eyes when you want to know and tell by somebody's eyes if they're lying or telling the truth. Lawyers get lessons on that. The eyes are the camera of the soul, of the body. And if you ask most people, they will tell you that the most valuable part of your body you can lose are your eyes. And in a lawyer's manual, when you through negligence or accident, the most money is put on that than any other part of the body. Your eyes, very, very valuable. And that's why you have two. That was smart of God, wasn't it? Two eyes. But now think of all of what we said, and think of a blind person who can't see, of course, and a dog. Stands that. A dog that is trained or conditioned to understand that the person with them is visually impaired and needs the help of that dog. A dog has to understand that to be a guide dog. By the way, this is Guide Dog Month, October. We urge everybody to sign our petition, change.org. The schools that train dogs for the blind don't have a license. We'll talk about that a little later. But the eyes of the individual, how important. You know, a person loses their vision, they can become very emotionally upset. Some people even wind up in the hospital. Some people turn to alcohol or drugs. They can't deal with it. I've known many people like that. So here comes the guide dog. All the way back to the 40s, first guide dog trained by a blind person, a rescue. Helen Keller, one of the founders of the guide dog in the biggest school in Seeing Eye, New Jersey, Morristown, New Jersey, Seeing Eye. And starts out, you know, with a blind person now, training the dog, has the dog and this dog helping him to get around, to see. See, through your dog, a guide dog, you can see in a different way. Now remember, everybody sees, but many people see in a different way. So now this dog takes you through traffic, sidewalks, busy streets, cars, obstacles, overheads, what they call overheads, object hanging down, tree branch, what have you. And this dog knows, because it's been taught, and because it understands, which is very important. That's why you can't just use any dog. Dog understands what it's doing. well-trained dog will not be distracted from its work. Now, every dog is different on that level. You know, some you got to hammer it into their head, and others are very easygoing with it, you know. But the dog will not be distracted. Now, the dog, guide dog, comes between you and life and death every day. Doesn't even think about it, you know. I mean, a person cannot guide a blind person, another person, as well as a guide dog. That's my opinion, of course. People may disagree with that, but I'd rather have my guide dog than any other person keep my life safe because I trust her. I trust her with my life. I don't trust people that way. Only my guide dog, Charabelle. So now you got these schools, these organizations that are supposed to help you. When we come back, I'm gonna talk about that and how they need to improve because they're dealing with somebody's eyes. Inner Sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. And my dear, dear friend, Joanne Diamond, and the deepest condolences for the loss of her mom. I don't know the details, and I don't know her mom's name. Maybe if we get our co-host on the line, we'll get it. She was supposed to get it on the Facebook. We'll see what happens. But deepest condolences to the family and many, many heartfelt thanks for Joanne, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004. All right, Big East, a key to rescue. Around the world, we remind you, all the beautiful children, many of them disabled. They need a little extra attention, maybe. Take care of them, watch over them. And to mention a few, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, and many, many thousands and millions of others. Go an extra mile for a child, all right? That's the Inner Sight saying. Don't forget my good buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. If you need dog food, cat food, medical, give Gary a call. 631-484-3085. And if you're disabled and you have either a pet dog or a service dog, if you talk to him about that, he'll try to accommodate you and get the food to you. All right, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, a great believer in Inner Sight. And we thank him so much for that. Around the world with Inner Sight and Kennedy Realty here on Long Island, New York, Islip. 631-888-1186. If you want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy. All right. James Bahamonde is a friend and a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. Bahamonde.
Hello.
So, good number to remember if you have any legal questions. Yes, hello, yeah. Did we get the name of Joanne's mom, do you know?
I'm going to take another look right now. I didn't see it before, but let me check again.
I mentioned her passing, but I'd like to get her name.
Yes,
if we
Virginia
could.
Virginia Lee Diamond, and she put a little heart.
Oh, Virginia Lee Diamond.
Yep.
Oh.
Capital D,
Victor.
Yeah. Well, our deepest condolences for the loss of Virginia Lee Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly honor her. And Joanne or her daughter or whoever is at any time welcome to call in here. And,
yes.
You know, we'd be happy to do a memorial to Virginia.
Yeah.
It'd be great. So
yeah.
We'll extend that invitation. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, some of our friends from the past, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, and TuroLawCenter.com. And we appreciate the help that they've given. All right, let's see. Able News. You got the Able News?
Yes, I do. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, and do we, that the little thing that we orchestrated on Facebook, is that up there yet, or did we put it up?
Hold on. Let me see if it went up. Not yet.
You know,
I'd
like people
to... I will. Yeah, no, not yet. It will be.
It's not up yet. All right. All right. So we'll hope to have it up by tomorrow. But,
I want to be able to fit it in.
Guide Dogs. Guide Dog Month, October.
Want me to read it?
National Guide Dog Month. Oh, yeah, you can
read
it, sure.
Yeah, I was going to read it. Okay. National Guide Dog Month. Inner Sight celebrates October National Guide Dog Month by informing people that guide dog schools are not licensed to train guide dogs, and by asking the question, how many blind people will be denied guide dogs this month? In addition, how much money will the guide dog schools make, and the blind person never get their dog, their guide dog? If anyone can answer these questions, please call Inner Sight 631-224-3090 or 631-478-3590. Thank you.
All right, that's going to be on the Facebook. Yep. How did I get off Facebook? Can I click it in?
Yes, I'll give the... Yes, oh yes. It's facebook.com/, and then you just Inner Sight Inc., one word. INNERSIGHT, one word, then INC for incorporated. That's it.
Yes, and having... gotten two guide dogs from Guiding Eyes, one of the biggest schools. One of my dogs almost made the Guinness Book. It was beat out by another guide dog by a few months. And when I was at the school, you know, they give you these lectures once a week, twice a week, whatever it is. And one of the points that they want to bring out, that they want to drive home, that this dog at your feet is your eyes, you know, essentially your protection. As we mentioned at the outset of the show about
right.
the eyes, you know, and then
we do have a caller. I just wanted to let you know a few.
Yeah, later. And then they seem to take a turn, you know. Now remember, they've told everyone that this dog is your eyes. Keep that in mind. It's very important. Then they take a turn, and for whatever reason, they make up or they figure out. You know, obviously they have a meeting and they have a head trainer and all this stuff. They deny certain people the dog. Now, this could be after the person trains with the dog for 3 weeks, is now bonded with the dog, and now is not getting their dog. Now, if this happened, let's say out in the public, somebody tried to separate a blind person and their dog, there would be a law to protect you. The human rights law says your dog must be in your immediate custody, all right? Now, what would a judge say? Let's say the blind person trained for 3 weeks with the dog, and now the school denies them the dog. You see why you need a law? What would the... If that case came before a judge...
I can't say anything. No
the
law.
Judge would have the option to say, hey, this person is bonded with this dog. This dog guided this person for 3 weeks. You know? If you're going to interfere with this unit now, because it is a team, a unit, where's the proof? Can you, you know, can you furnish proof? Because we're going to have a hearing here. You know?
Of course.
Do you have proof by documents or veterinarian testimony or, you know, the trainers can testify and then the person who's losing the dog has the right to bring in their case. But you see, this doesn't happen. They've interfered with this dog, you know, the same way that anybody would say, oh, when you go into a place, oh, you got to leave your dog outside. You can't have the dog in here. Same thing to me. They're interfering with that dog, with that bond, with that unit. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And the human rights law says you can't do that. But how come the human rights law doesn't apply to the damn ass school? Can somebody explain that to me?
I don't know.
Aren't they interfering with the dog?
Yeah. By the way, what did we name this show, by the way? I forgot. It disappeared from the thing.
Oh, you don't have a title up? It was.
No,
I
did, but it disappeared. I don't know. I never see it.
I think we called it What Do Your Eyes Mean to You or something like that.
That's right, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So now, the school, as we mentioned before, doesn't have a license to train the dog. Now, not only did they interfere with the dog, but they claim and they raise $50,000 to $100,000 to train one guide dog. That's most school. I don't know if some of the smaller ones are raising less, but I doubt it. 50 to 100 grand. So now, not only have they interfered with the dog, but they've made money on it. That makes it worse. That makes it damn ass worse. So they've taken the money, trained the dog, trained the person, and then denied them the right to have the dog, all without proof. know, without any testimony. I've had a number of people in my life that this has happened to. One woman I had on the show, on the television show, a few years back, was a member of the Lions Club, and her club raised money for the guy.
I remember that.
She was criticized by other Lions because she was seen working the dog on leash. Now, what the hell do they know about working a guide dog? They're not trainers.
That's right.
They're just regular people. You know. Mm-hmm. So they went to the school and told them she's not using the dog right. Guide dogs can guide you on leash.
Yes, they can.
They don't even, you don't, in the law now, they changed it. You don't even need a harness for your dog for it to be a guide
dog. That's right. Mm-hmm.
So, look what happened there. How much money did they raise there? And wouldn't replace her dog. And then they accused her of not taking the dog to the vet. Well, she had the veterinarian bills in her possession. She didn't bring them to the show. I wish she did.
Oh, I wish she did, too.
But she had them.
Yeah.
You know? But no law, no trial, no hearing, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And then the schools get this world. Remember, they deny you the dog. They interfere with your dog. They keep the money. They make money on it. And then they write to other schools and tell them, oh, we didn't give this blind person a dog. And who the hell knows what else they put in that report?
I remember that.
You know? And then they, they put people on a waiting list. Could be a year or more. And when you're on that waiting list, you don't know anything. You don't know if they're training a dog, if they have one, if they've found one, you know? You don't know a damn thing. You can't take a walk with the trainer and say, oh, I want to see how my dog is doing.
Yeah, right. I like
well,
what they did to me.
Well, yeah, then they wouldn't help you, then they asked you for money.
Yeah.
Well, they do that to a lot of people.
I know. I mean, it's just like you want to say, are you kidding me? Did I receive this? This is not even, you know... I thought my what little vision I do have, I was not seeing right entirely. Now I thought, you know, something was really going wrong with my glasses, you know, that they gave me. I just was like, I can't believe what I was seeing for sure.
So this is why you need a law, because people who go through this training, who go on the waiting list, who train with the dog should have the right to say, hey, this is my dog.
Mm-hmm.
You gave it to me. Not only that, you used my name, my application, to raise all this money.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like I paid you for this dog. Because if it wasn't
basically
for me, you wouldn't raise that money.
Well, you wouldn't have.
If it wasn't for the
paid,
blind
too.
Person, they wouldn't raise no damn money.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't even get paid.
So there's another part of a case. What would a judge say about that? Mr. So-and-so, did you sign this application? You know, have your lawyer verify it and all that? Did you sign, you got the application in Braille? Yeah, I read it and all, I signed it. All right. Mr. Attorney for the school, did the school use this document to let people know that they need $50,000 to $100,000 to train a dog? Oh yes, Your Honor. See,
mm-hmm.
See how that works?
Yeah.
Where is that?
I want to know.
Where is
There's
that
only one
in
problem.
America?
We can't go.
Where is
to,
that
to
in the
court.
World?
We can't go into a court. That's the problem.
No
there
law.
Is.
You can go into
no
court
law.
If you want, but there's no law.
Yeah, but there's no law to try it. Where are you going to try it?
But look at all the scenarios that have never been before a judge. Now, they're talking a lot about the Supreme Court and all that. We can't even get to the damn lower court. I think this issue should be in the lower courts and evolve. And you know, if it's not solved, this issue someday should be before the Supreme Court of the United States.
Now, I know this doesn't apply to guide dogs, but now this has to do with something that really turns my stomach a bit, knowing it. It has to do with dogs and certification of dogs for emotional support. And it sort of relates. Okay, I found something online. Now, this is kind of a commercial website. Now, this kind of is like, okay, what the heck? Now, they're certifying emotional support dogs on this commercial type website. And I thought, I was like, what? I just happened to come across it. Don't ask how, but I did. Tonight, I was just surfing, and I'm like, what the heck is this?
Well, who's certifying the dog? Who is this?
A doctor, I suppose. I started filling it out, and I'm 99% compatible with receiving a certification. I did it like, I started answering the questions like as if I was a really sad person and that the dog would really be, you know, of great help to me. I answered it the way...
Are they asking the disabled person for money to do this?
Yeah, basically.
How much are they asking?
That's what I wanted to try and find out, but then it gets to the point where you start really filling out the question, and then I'm like, oh, okay. So now I went to the point, and then you go, would you want to, you could certify your cat and your dog. I'm like, okay, now I'm getting, like, upset about this. I mean, there's people that truly need it, and then there's people, that you're like, okay, oh, I travel all the time, and I'm really, you know, I really don't want to put my dog in a carrier. Put your darn, you know, dog in a carrier, and you know what I'm saying, and pay for the climate controlled, you know, carriers and stuff
like
that.
Well, the person's not disabled. That's not a service dog.
That's right. Exactly. If they don't need it for emotional support, they're using the situation.
Well, InnerSight in the last, 3 months or so, has certified two dogs as emotional support dogs.
But
these people
really need it. These
you don't have to give
really
us any money.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
And if
and
you
this
need,
is...
we'll help you to train the dog. You know, we'll ask you to help us raise some money, if possible.
Yeah, but this is totally, this really bothers me that these people are doing this, really.
Well, I don't know. I don't know enough about it, but, I mean, I don't know what kind of dogs they have certified. I mean, the behavior of the dog is the main thing when you're talking about
emotional support.
They're
certifying their own dogs. That's what they're doing, and their licensed doctor is signing off on it.
Well,
they're not behaved.
If they're not disabled,
then yeah, that's what it is. Some of them are.
Laws.
Some of them aren't. Some of them are and aren't.
There's Board
of
Health laws.
You can easily answer these questions. I could falsify this so easily. This one girl says, I'm in the dormitories and I'm homesick. Another person says, I'm a construction worker, and I'm lonely, and I don't want to... this is borderline.
Well, you don't know if they have a mental history or not.
You don't know. Some you don't, but one guy says, I'm a veterinarian, and you would think I'm around animals all the time. And he said that... I need my dog around. That's borderline. They're all borderline.
All right, but this
I
has nothing to do with guide. We're talking about guide dogs. It's a whole different thing.
No. I'm just saying I needed to mention this tonight because, to me, I don't know some of this stuff. Why would you charge people for this? This is just so. Some of it to me doesn't seem like it's it's a matter of convenience, and some of it is a matter of need. Do you know what I'm saying? That bothers me. I'd rather have people who really need it show me that people really need it. Some of them, I don't know, maybe I'm...
No, not only that. This person who's doing it, is this person a trainer?
I don't think so. That's the problem.
That's a whole, thing right there.
Yeah. That
you know,
bothers
do you,
me.
Do you know,
right
do you know how to certify a dog? Do you know what the dog's supposed to do? And
it's only a licensed doctor.
Test and all that. Well, and I don't
it's
know.
A licensed doctor certifying the person, not the dog.
Well, that's a whole different thing. Anyway, Inner Sight certifies guide dogs and emotional support dogs. If you need it, you can just call us and we'll be happy to talk to you. 631-224-3090. And tonight, talking about guide dogs in honor of Guide Dog Month. By the way, our phone number here, 213-816-1650. So we have a call on the line, you said before? Still on this?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get back to it.
All right. We'll see if you take a phone
call.
Hold on.
I was on one screen. Bear with me. Oh, goodness.
Inner Sight Live.
Sorry. Hold on. I have to get back to it.
And, yeah, celebrate Guide Dog Month by signing our petition, folks.
Yes, please.
We really need to pass a law to protect people who need a guide dog.
Yes, we do. Very much so.
The schools are taking advantage of people. There's a lot of good people at these schools. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yes, there are. Yes, there are.
But they can't do anything because they'll lose their job.
Okay, we have the new caller and we have Maureen. I don't know if I sort of recognize the number, but I'm not sure. But let's see. Okay.
All right, let's take the other call and we'll take Maureen.
Okay, here we go.
Inner Sight Live. Hello.
Okay.
Are you there?
Hello. Hello. Inner Sight Show. It sounds like. Hello. Hello. Who's this?
Hello, Mr. Perino.
Oh,
hey.
You have the TV on in the background?
Hello, Miss Suzanne.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing?
How are you? What happened to, how is your Akita rescue dog?
My dog is fine.
How is the doggy doing?
Good,
right,
good. How are you doing?
Oh, Mr. Perino?
Can we stop that noise in the background, please?
Oh, okay, dear. I just wanted to say hi to Miss Suzanne and you. That's all.
All right, we appreciate that. When you call in, you know, keep it quiet.
Oh, you want peace and quiet? I'm sorry, Mr. Perino.
No, I want quiet on when I'm on the show in the background. I don't know who you got somebody in the background talking.
I'm sorry, Mr. Perino.
Well, you put the phone in midair.
He wants to know what's all the noise.
Well, that's too bad. Hold up and go outside.
Okay, I'll mute it. It's okay. A second, okay?
All right. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you, Caroline.
All right. Inner Sight around the world. 213-816-1650, talking tonight about guide dogs and the importance of them and the importance of the school recognizing that people should have rights with that dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just as you would have rights out in the public, you should have rights at the school. And in fact, they ought to give classes teaching blind people how to train a guide dog for those who want.
Oh yeah,
them.
I agree.
You know, that would help a lot.
Oh,
that
yeah.
would help you when you go to the school.
Mhm.
You know, to get a dog. If you know what's going on, it always helps. All right, let's take another phone call. We have Maureen on the line?
Yes, we do. Hold on, let me see. Yes, she's still there. Here she is.
All right, Inner Sight. Hello.
Hello, Maureen.
Hi, guys. How are you? Hi.
How you doing?
Hey.
I'm doing, hanging in. Hanging in, waiting for this to be over. Went to visit my mom again today. Tomorrow I go for the test again, so I won't be able to see it till next week if everything comes back okay.
You know what you need, Maureen? You need an antiviral dog. A dog that can pick up the virus. You know, the detector.
True.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That would help a lot.
I know. Mhm. I know. It really would. You know. We're gonna
switch
that.
That would
day
be good.
Time.
That if they did that, they trained the dogs to detect the virus. This way, people didn't have to stick that stupid Q-tip down their nose, down into their throat.
You know, I didn't. Mine didn't do that bad. So I don't know. I hope. Maybe mine was just a bit gentle. I don't know. I hope I had the same rules tomorrow as I did.
Mine went all the way through my nose, all the way back into my eyeballs.
Yeah, that's what some people say.
Both of them. Maybe because I have a lot of scar tissue from all the surgeries I've had in my nose.
Well, some people do say it's pretty painful, you know. So
no,
I'm going
it's
at the same
have a
time
lot of
tomorrow,
scar tissue.
So hopefully... Yeah, hopefully I get the same one, I hope.
That's a good way to catch the virus.
What? Putting the damn
putting
Q-tip
something
up
down
your nose?
Your nose like that.
Huh.
Well, yeah. Plus I have a nice, well, from the oxygen, I have plenty of air passage, let's put it that way. I have an extra, my septum is quite large, larger than it needs to be. There's a hole there.
Mm-hmm. And like you say, Frank, how do we know these people don't have it? That are testing us, you know?
Well, they usually should be wearing a face shield. That's the one, most of them are wearing face shields. Most of them.
That doesn't mean they don't have the virus.
Well, I just can't. For some reason, my left nostril... itches galore.
If they were
going to
test me, you know what I would say to them? I want in writing in that I can read that you don't have this virus before you test. Yeah. You have a right to demand that. Where is it?
Is the 15-minute test before they give you the test.
Whatever it is.
What 15-minute test?
Where
they
is
have
the, 15 the
minute
proof
test. They have
that
a 15-minute test
doesn't have the
that
virus
you could get before you can get that test. Just so you
Wait,
could
what,
get...
Wait, what test? What
15-minute
test? There's
a 15-minute test. But I don't know how accurate it is.
What are you
that
talking
they
about?
Take
15,
or what?
You're not making... Explain what you're
there's
talking
about. There's a 15-minute test, and there's a 3-day result test. But you can wait 3 days, 2 to 3 days for the results, or
there's
you
two
could
different
get,
tests?
Yes. There's a 15-minute test, the rapid response one the president's been taking. So
he was on tonight. He sounds good. He sounds really
everybody,
good.
Everybody, that's what my husband said.
he's 74 years old. He's been out rallying for months on end. I mean, that would take its toll on it. He sounds great. He really does.
You know, he said, I want to make the medicine that I took available for everybody.
Wait a minute. I still don't understand about this 15-minute, this double test. Can you explain this?
Okay. For one test is what is a little bit more accurate than the other, but you have to, it's like you have to wait 2 days, 2 to 3 days for the results. But the one that's 15 minutes is more like if you got somebody in, like the hospital, and you want to do some, you already know the diagnosis. You have somebody with symptoms already, and you want just a quick.
Well, how do they do
confirm.
The 15-minute test?
That's the 15-minute test.
You get the
test.
Results back in 15 minutes. But it's,
yeah, and you
yeah,
they say
how
that
do
one's
they
not
do
as accurate.
You,
how do they
you
do
have
the
a.
Test?
The same way.
Same way,
right,
but
the
it's
nose.
It's
swab?
Right through the nose, through the swab, all of that, yeah.
But the 15-minute
test. Then my point is still valid. Where's the proof? Where's the proof the person doing the test doesn't have the virus? In writing.
You would have
you
to have
see
them
that?
Take
don't have
the same
that.
Test. You'd have to have them mm-hmm. take the same test, too.
Do you see
they
that
should really
proof
have a test
before
where
they
it's
give you the
a
test?
Pinprick. Well, yeah, they would have to take it, too.
Well, do they
if
take
you want
it?
That, they'd probably take it every morning, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't know that. Probably take it. That's my point.
They probably do, or
where's
times
the proof
a day.
That this person that is coming near you and all that and dealing with you doesn't have this virus?
Yeah, and they should have
see?
It in both.
And the
know,
next thing is,
formats.
How many people have spread this virus in this way? Who had it?
Yeah. You know what?
They don't cover
do
all. They don't
a
give you all
test.
This.
They need to give you a home test. You know, seriously, like a home test. If you feel that you don't feel right or whatever, you don't have to go into these little things. You could just
well, that would
get,
be that would be safer.
Yes, it would. Yes, it
you know,
would.
Do it.
No.
Do it in that.
Then
in
do
your
a
home,
home test. Stick a Q-tip, you know, down your own freaking nostril instead of somebody doing it to you. You could judge and you know what's hurting you and what's not hurting you. You know.
Oh yeah.
Go
but I don't appreciate that. I wouldn't let them come near me unless they had proof
ridges.
That they didn't have the virus.
Yeah.
Well, I have
test.
A friend who she's about 3 years younger than I am. She's on the hefty side. She has diabetes and a thyroid problem, and she thinks she has the antibodies for it, which means she did have this at some time.
Right.
So how bad could it be that you know what I mean? That I mean she has quite a few things there, but you know she did have it at some point in time, but she doesn't even know what symptoms she might have had. She might have had a cough, which a few of us did at the end of last year, the beginning of this year. But
oh, yeah,
I mean
easy.
I don't know. And did you hear what
Maureen,
Jane Fonda
let me ask
said
you,
today?
We're talking about guide dogs tonight. Remember that night we had Alice on the line and I think what's
oh, right, yep.
that woman's name? I think it was
Lucia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wanted us.
Yeah.
She expressed some thought about us training the dog for her because I trained my dog on my own. Did
yeah.
she ever bring
yeah.
that up again? Did anything ever come out of that?
Never. I never heard another word about it.
I'm
she doesn't
curious.
Even have a dog. She doesn't have a dog, you know. So I don't even know.
She never had
what
one?
That was about, but I don't know if she ever had one in the past, but as long as I've known her for the past
did. I think I remember
two
her.
Or three
I think
years
I met her years ago
yeah.
at a guide dog users meeting.
Oh.
Now, whether she was contemplating getting one, I don't know, but she never got one that I know. I haven't seen her in a bit.
I have a
with
feeling
the pandemic,
that Alice talked her out of dealing with us.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is funny. But anyway,
yeah.
I just thought I'd ask you about that since it's Guide Dog Month and all that.
Right. Yeah. No,
maybe
I
not. I mean, I was talking with Alice about, you know, helping Maureen about stuff, so we had, you know, some discussions and we spoke with each other.
Am
well,
I,
people who deal with these schools, and you can't blame them because they're not protected.
They're scared.
Are very reluctant
to
get involved within a site.
Yes, because they're scared, Frank. They don't have any
there's
coverage.
No protection,
really
no
don't.
More.
There's no protection. That's right.
So you can't really ask them to do anything. Well, who's going to protect them?
Yeah.
Not the governor, that's for damn sure.
Oh, don't let him get started.
He doesn't care about anybody.
Oh, please.
Oh, but himself.
Oh,
my,
you know,
okay,
their
debate
is on.
Changes, you know.
What?
What happened?
Changes.
The same way.
I hope there's not going to be a lot of changes, you know.
What do you mean, changes?
in the laws, you know, when anybody gets in office, you know, to
oh,
the
they always people. They always have changes. If
you know,
somebody
really
else
sad
gets in.
Changes. Yeah, mm. But I don't want things to. Well, only for the better, I would want. You know.
I heard tonight on the.
Oh, don't laugh, you.
not to change the subject, but I heard tonight on a friend of ours who. A gay guy married to another gay guy, and I heard that they're trying to abate the law that allows
for marriage.
Gay people to get married.
Oh, that would be a revolt right there. Could
so
you imagine
that's coming,
all the
about?
Oh, jeez.
You know, but that's what happens when you get different people in there. You know.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. Who knows? But you know, these schools need to respect people more who
mm-hmm.
Get them all that money. I mean, think
mm-hmm.
about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Alice told me a while back with her book, and I'm reading the book, that the guide dog
mm-hmm.
school. Wouldn't even help us sell a book, and she wanted to raise money for him, give him a you know percentage.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
So how do you like that?
Yeah.
And yet they
know,
used
you know,
her.
So.
I don't know how many dogs she's mm. had, but they used her to. How many dogs Alice had?
I think about three or four now. This is her third or fourth one.
All right.
That
so they
had.
Used her to raise over $250,000.
Mm.
You know? And they won't even help
mm-hmm.
her promote her book. That's
mm-hmm.
pretty damn low, man.
They don't do anything. They really don't. They really,
mm.
truly don't. You know? They don't help people at all. You know?
But
you
see,
really
I can talk about
don't.
That because I don't have... My dog is mine. And I'm hers.
Yeah.
That's true.
Ain't
right.
nobody
going right.
to take my dog away unless they got a freaking machine.
I remember the one who wanted to take Sunrise
me.
Away. Mm. Remember that time?
What?
Oh, remember somebody who wanted to take Sunrise away? Remember
oh,
that
stupid woman on the subway.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, she was crazy.
So, yeah. Maureen, you're going
to
get a guide dog?
You're not treating your dog right, ba-ba-ba-ba. I'm like,
maybe
remember
down.
That whole thing? Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Maureen, what'd you say?
I said maybe down the road, you know, when we get everything settled, you know, maybe then that would be good,
yeah.
you know. Mm, it would be good.
Yeah,
you
I think a dog would be good for you.
Yeah, right now we use the cane and
she wants
a dog would probably
cat.
Be help, you know, helpful to. Hmm?
She wants a senile cat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get a guide cat.
You know, dog,
a guide
that's
cat.
That's pretty big,
what?
Yeah, you need a real big one. You know why
they
I'm
are
saying
good,
that?
I mean.
You said that you guys
yeah.
wanted a cat, so I said, okay.
Oh, yeah, we wanted a cat. When, not a thing.
Right.
I wanted I mean a cat.
Not a guide cat.
You could train a miniature bear to be a guide animal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could probably train.
Bears
would
smart.
That be an interesting, very interesting reaction when that bear comes in?
Oh, yeah. They're smart, though.
Oh, yeah, they certainly are. But could you imagine
yeah,
when
right?
that bear comes in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's trained and all that and it's doing the work, they'd be hard
oh,
pressed to
get rid of it. Oh, I know
where
you could take that, too.
Get rid
you
of
take
it.
That straight up mm-hmm. to Albany. What do you mean I can't do what with my mom? Oh, I'd like you to meet my guide bear.
Now he's closed like the Catholic schools, and they're annoyed because they didn't have any cases of it. So why should they be closed if they didn't have any cases, you know? It's getting just, the whole thing's getting ridiculous, you know?
It's so out of hand.
Yeah.
Now, wait, do you know what had happened? Because the people who had, you know, the cases and had the
mm-hmm.
gatherings, and I'm
yeah.
not the type of person to really point fingers, so I'm not going to say who the people are. We're just going to say
right.
the people, okay, because I'm not that type of person. Anyway, if you guys want to mention, you can. I don't care. It's not my style. But I'm just saying the people. So
what people are you talking about? People who had what? The virus?
They had the virus, and there were a group of people who actually congregated, and they are now protesting because they cannot.
Well, how do you know they had the virus?
Because it was basically Andy showed a picture of a whole group of them in congregating together, and then he said that they had the virus.
How does he know yet that they had the virus?
Oh, because it was... Because
he knows everything.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't believe him on a stack of Bibles.
No, well, people from their group kept coming in droves.
How do you know they had the virus? My question.
Well, because there was an uptick in the COVID.
There was
an uptick in the COVID.
There's a big uptick from Brooklyn. Let's see, Brooklyn.
You think it was from those people who were protesting? Could have been other people.
No, because they are protesting that particular thing that what he did, because there's an uptake in their community, that particular community.
Anybody could have brought the virus in. Maybe Chris Cuomo brought it in, his brother.
He had it at one time.
He's a reporter, didn't he go around all these places?
No, he doesn't. He's an anchor.
You gotta get out and get your story sometimes.
No, he's mostly an anchor now. Only.
Now, yeah, I don't know about before. Didn't he go out before?
No, he has his own show. He did before, years ago.
Yeah.
Only years ago.
All right, Inner Sight. Wild oil of oregano kills the virus.
Jane Fonda tonight, they played a clip, said that this was a gift from God for the Democratic Party.
Wait. Say that again. What?
Jane Fonda tonight, they played a clip that she said this was a gift from God, the virus, for the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Who said that? Jane Fonda?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a gift from God
for the Democratic
Party.
For the
Democratic Party. I don't know what the hell that
COVID?
Means, but how old is Jane? How old is she? She's got to be at least 80.
Oh yeah, she has to be up there. She sounded good. She sounded like her old self.
Where did you hear on the news?
On WABC radio that I listened to.
I don't know what that means. A gift from God.
I guess they can use it for, their adventure.
Like,
Oh, that's a stupid thing.
That's
say.
What I think.
That's ridiculous.
That's what I took
yeah,
it to
but
mean.
You never know until the fat lady sings, for real. You don't know until everybody cares.
I don't think God brings disease on this country. People do that to themselves. On this world.
Well, I don't think she meant that. I think that it would work out good for them, maybe. That's what she meant? That's what I took it to
mean. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought, too, Frank. I don't think I thought that Trump getting that is a gift to the Democratic Party is what she meant.
That's what I took it to mean.
Yeah, me too.
That's a stupid way to look at things.
For them to
anyway, in a sight,
they would not be able to win otherwise.
we're gonna move on the rest of the show.
Tonight's the vice presidential debate.
Oh, this should be fun.
Last night.
By the way,
when are they on? after us?
Yes.
I think at 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
Tonight.
Yeah, exactly after us.
Good. They didn't interfere with our show.
Yep.
All right, in a sight. Maureen, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, take care, both of you.
Okay, take care.
All right, tomorrow's show, very interesting.
yeah.
We're not going to tell you who to vote for, but Who do you vote for?
Yes, exactly.
You
who
know?
Do you vote for?
Look at that, and, you know, I mean, the stupid things that people say, the virus is a gift from God. What the hell kind of crap is that?
Right.
You know, that's
not, it's a gift from God for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, but that's stupid for the Democratic Party. Then how come a lot of Democrats have
them.
The virus?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Explain that one.
Don't know.
Yeah, right.
So, you, in other words, if you're a Democrat, you can't get the virus? Is that it? That's what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them don't have
wrong.
It. Let's face
it. No, they don't have the virus. That's what they were saying, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it really, 34 of the Republicans who were associated with President Trump, it just came on. I just got a news flash before I came on air. I always get these little pop-ups all day long. That 34 of the Republicans have it. That are associated.
And how many of the
Trump.
Others?
And
how many of the others?
I don't know.
None of the others?
I don't know.
Well, which
I don't know.
Test did they give him, the 15 minutes or the other nose job?
I don't know what they give
well,
him.
Well, how do you know which test was
White
right?
House.
They say they have it. Suppose one test
well, they,
says you have it and the other test says you don't.
They have symptoms.
What do you do
they're
then?
They're not feeling well. It took more than one
well,
test. Sometimes they take the 15-minute
well.
Test. Well, they take different tests. So they can get a better understanding
like
on if they have it or not.
Like something was cooked.
Yeah, but my question is, suppose one test says yes and the other one says no. What do you do then?
Yeah. Right?
Stupid people.
Yeah.
All right. In a sight. Maureen, we're going to move along.
Yeah, I put it on. Yeah, I did.
All right. Thank you so much. Television... Tomorrow night, 7:30, Channel 20, the reruns, you know, until they let us back in the studio. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. That's 11 o'clock Wednesday night. You can click that on Channel 3 on the Spirit channel. And I think we have a guide dog show on tomorrow night on the rerun. So very appropriate. For Guide Dog Month, and let's make it very clear, we're not out to get rid of the guide dog schools or hurt the schools. We want to improve them by giving people the right to have the American way. If you're denied something, like your safety, your eyes, like we said in the beginning of the show, what your eyes mean to you. So sign our petition, change.org. Help us license the schools because it's going to help millions and millions of people, including the public who put out all this money. It's going to protect the money givers and make sure that the as best as possible that the money's spent in the right way.
Definitely. All
right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight tomorrow night. Who do you vote for?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night, live around the world. Thank you so much for listening. Over 98,000. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Suzanne, co-host and engineer. And tomorrow night, world, be with us, and we'll probably have some good feedback from that debate.
Yeah,
I hate
it'll
debates.
Be interesting. You do? Are you going to listen to it, though?
No.
On the radio?
Nope.
Oh, you're not going to listen to it on
Inner
the radio?
Inner Sight. No. I don't want to hear it. So. All right. Thank you so much. 631-224-3090 is the phone number. Anyone out there needs a service dog certified, give us a call. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.